The real challenge is going to be for the smaller companies that can't afford to do this, and for the employees of those companies that are unable to get access that way. And so there's going to be a tale of two worlds. If you work for a Fortune 500 company in America today, you very well may get this type of healthcare as a benefit. Smaller companies may not.
What does it cost to have a baby on your body, on your livelihood, and not just you, but your state and this country?
Many economists and social scientists are telling us that the economic consequences of abortion restrictions are devastating for both individuals and wider society. According to the Institute for Women's Policy Research, at the national level, state-level abortion restrictions cost $105 billion per year because basically it reduces the labor force participation rate, how many people are in the workforce, and drives down earning power.
So it turns out many economists and social scientists have concluded that having kids is selfish and way too expensive, and that's your fault. So dial back your expectations of ever having a family.
Yes. Don't have any more children, Janet, because they don't want children to begin with. But they love children, but they're a burden on our economy. That's why we abort them.
You know what's going to be a burden on our economy is when there are no more people to keep that economic engine running because we're not having babies.
Or pay the Social Security of those that are collecting.
Right. Because all of the money that we put in is going to be used up.
You know, when you put...
It's like the worst Ponzi scheme ever.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of those devices where you can crush the Coke can? Have you ever seen those?
Mm-hmm,
it flattens
sure.
about to about half inch tall. The Social Security fund has been kicked down the road so many times that it looks like that now. You know, there's nothing in it. As a matter of fact, it's got a negative amount of money that's owed to it because we've been throwing IOUs in it for the last 30 years.
Right.
But I digress. Maybe we'll have a life hack for that today to fix Social Security. Wait, that would mean get rid of everyone in Washington, including all the special interests. That's
so
never going to happen.
There's so much work to be done.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Welcome, everybody. It's the Morning Jam.
It's Thursday, and we're glad you're here. Here's your thought of the day. Is it more important to stand with the great or to sit with the broken?
Interesting. I've been broken before.
I'm just going to leave that right there.
I liked it when somebody was there to sit next to me.
Yeah. It's what we're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Here's our text number, 434-248-0704. We give you that because we would love for you to participate in our Mind Jam trivia.
While the president is overseas, how appropriate, because it's International Friendship Day. He's trying to make friends with, let's see, all the good guys, Iran, Venezuela, in the Saudis.
Well, you know.
Will you be my friend?
Takes one to know one.
It is international.
An overlord.
It is International Friend Day today. With that in mind, in America, how many friends does the average American have? How many friends? Now think about it. Friends, not, you know.
In this world of Facebook, not acquaintances, but
right.
Friends.
Real friends.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we want to know.
As my pastor used to say, pick up the phone and call at any time, friend, because you got trouble.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
So.
All right. We'll take those texts, see if we can get some answers in there.
Okay.
On this day in history, in 1908, a giant fireball, most likely caused by a meteoroid or comet, flattens 80 million trees in Russia.
Wow.
Largest impact event ever recorded in history. If that happened now, they'd say it was global warming.
Yeah.
You know they would.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. In 1955, The Johnny Carson Show debuts on CBS.
The Johnny Carson Show, starring Johnny Carson.
Thank you very much and good evening. I'm Johnny Carson. Now, the reason I say that each week is because my kids love to stay up and watch television. So every Thursday night, my wife turns on the set. I come out, I say, hello, I'm Johnny Carson. My kids say, it's only Daddy. Let's go to bed.
Simpler
geez.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
In 1994, the U.S. Ice Skating Federation bars Tonya Harding for life. No more competition for her.
Aww. Who's the bad guy? girl.
She is. Definitely. Definitely bad.
Oh, man.
She's doing okay, though.
Yeah, yeah.
In 2008, the movie Mamma Mia premieres in London, giving a new resurgence to ABBA.
No, no doubt about it.
Mamma Mia, here I go again. Mama, how can I resist you? Mamma Mia, does it show
I have to play this at weddings now. Because they want to get out and dance. And that's not bad. I'm just saying, it would be Dancing Queen in the past. We want to hear Dancing Queen. No, we want to hear Mamma Mia now. So, anyway.
Okay.
So that's okay. I don't mind either one of them.
I love
it. It doesn't matter.
I love ABBA. I rewatched Johnny English last night. Have you ever seen Johnny?
Oh, I love it.
I love it
so much.
It's
one of my favorite films.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Right.
I was just in that kind of mood.
Sure. No, I get it.
And when he does Your Mama Know That You're Out? It's just, oh, it's so funny. It is pure pleasure to watch that silly movie. I loved it.
There's three of them. It's a whole trilogy.
I don't think I've only seen the one, but I'm afraid to watch the others because I love the first one so much.
Yeah, the second one, I think it's English Reborn.
Something like that. Is it good?
Yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well,
his love interest in that one's interesting too.
I don't know, Natalie Imbruglia. She was pretty.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I was like, is that the singer?
I love it when is this the one where he falls back in the hole?
Yes. The crown jewels were stolen. It was so funny. We got some birthdays for you today. Got
we
some
do.
Funny people having birthdays, too, including David Alan Greer. He's 66.
Jerry liked to party. He would want something epic, you know, like kegs and a DJ, fireworks, people getting butt naked up in here. We need to throw something like a Burning Man.
You want to burn a man?
No, it's a sex festival in the desert. I go every year.
I love that show.
That show. What did it make it? Three seasons, I think?
I don't even think it made it that long.
Yeah.
Any show that I love
the cool
that much,
kids.
They're like, get rid of it.
The cool kids. Retirement home.
Right.
Celebrating their buddy Jerry's death.
Right. You and know, then so. He missed his, they, he sat at the cool kids table.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
And then she came in.
Yes. Such a funny show. Michael Phelps having a birthday today. He turns 37.
Hi, I'm Olympic champion Michael Phelps. You know, I had to sacrifice a lot to earn 8 gold medals at the Beijing Olympics, but one thing I never sacrificed was a good meal. And neither should you. Introducing the Michael Phelps diet.
How about 3 fried egg sandwiches, a stack of chocolate chip pancakes, a bowl of grips, a 5 egg omelet, French toast with powdered sugar, and a gallon of coffee ice cream.
Wow!
That's just for breakfast.
Holy cow.
Doesn't eat that. Well, you were saying yesterday, he probably doesn't eat like that now.
He can't eat like that anymore because he's not competing and training at the level that he used to.
True.
He probably can still eat more than most of us, though. This fella also, I'm sure, can pack it away.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson having a birthday, turning 55 years old.
A little softer side of Mike.
If you look up South African pigeon racing.
Yeah.
In Cape Town, South Africa, it's like $3 million race.
You still got pigeons?
Oh, I keep them till I die. And
really?
I'm always happy until I die.
So is there one now you got that special? Yeah.
No, it all pedigree.
And they all know you?
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm sorry. Why did you have to pick that one?
6:14 on the morning, Jan.
Why?
Janet, get her stuff together over there.
I just turn into a 12-year-old every time I hear him.
If you look up South African pigeon racing.
Yeah.
And stop it. Playing. Stop okay, playing
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
Oh, my Lord, I'm a horrible person. Singer,
you are.
I am. I'll just go sit in the corner. You can finish them up. Singer Glenn Schrock of the Little River Band. Please save me. He's 78 years old.
Hang on, Janet.
Yeah.
Actually, this is the theme song for our life hack that
it
we
is,
use.
Yeah.
We'll do that a little bit later.
Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. He helped write Cool Change, a couple other really great hits.
I just don't think a man of that size should have a voice.
You look up South African pigeon
racing. It's just so messed up. Okay. Actor David Garrison from Married with Children also having a birthday today, turning 70 years old.
This is before his breakout performance as the neighbor on Married with Children. He was in a Sertz commercial back in the 70s.
Yeah, they're all covered with specks.
Those aren't specks. They're Sertz flavor crystals. Try one.
Mmm,
And certs gives you 30-minute breath protection. I mean, the candy may be gone in 5 minutes, but certs with Redsyn keeps on freshening your breath even after 30 minutes.
They're trying.
I haven't seen certs in forever.
Oh, I know. I know.
Where are they?
Yeah.
So much more effective than a Tic Tac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I miss them. We also have Terry Crews having a birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning 57.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you I appreciate what you did. I was real brave of you.
I had no choice. I couldn't let them take my one true love away.
Hey, dude, I ain't what you think I am.
Baby, we all got secrets. That's okay. Are you telling me that you are not?
Yeah, I'm not a woman.
White? Oh, the deception!
That was White Chicks. Did you ever see that movie? It's one of the silliest movies ever.
I know, but how can that possibly get made?
It wouldn't get made now. Not now.
Yeah.
Couldn't make some of the statements he made in there. Anyway. Hey, one more. James Adams Shelley, American authors. You'll know this song. He's 39. It is the best day because...
If you look up South African pigeon racing.
Stop! Yeah. Oh, my word. I hate you so much right now. Our mind jam trivia.
It is. We're going back to International Friend Day. You know, Mike Tyson could be your friend. He could call you on the phone and make all those lovely little...
Well, you know what? Then I could condition myself not to giggle every time he speaks.
Yeah, I know. You'd have to put him on mute.
Thing.
Yeah, and then when you got your stuff together...
Then I get
you
it together, then I could talk to him.
Okay, with National Friendship Day here, with that in mind, in America, how many friends does the average American have? Janet, are we getting people to respond over
there? We are. We've had 10 guests, 6 guests, 12 guests, and 5.
All right.
One of those is the right answer.
Hey, go to our Facebook page and like us, and you could be our friend.
Don't be thinking that I don't want you, because maybe I do.
You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam. Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
You got a friend in me.
Everybody sing.
You got a friend in me.
I love him.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles
from your nice warm bed. It is International Friend Day today, and our Mind Jam trivia was about friends.
Yeah, here it is. Today is National Friendship Day. With that in mind, in America, how many friends does the average American have?
The answer is 5.
Five. Hold your hand up. Spread them out.
Some will say 3 to 5.
Okay.
But 5 is you know, regularly the answer. But 1 in 5 regularly or often feel lonely. That's not good.
No.
You shouldn't feel lonely.
Dang.
Especially if you have five good friends.
Yeah.
Better to have 5 good friends than just a bunch of acquaintances.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
The interactions Americans have with their neighbors, those who live within easy walking distance, which happen either weekly, 39%, or daily, 28%, are usually friendly, but usually consist of a brief greeting with very little interaction otherwise.
Okay.
Now, I will say, until Miss Lori moved in next door, that was kind of a lot of the interaction I had, except for, you know, some neighbors down at the end, but they've got little children, so
right.
We're kind of in different places in life.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you can...
Is that where Buddy goes, though?
That's where Buddy goes,
so
yeah.
So Buddy's building a relationship.
Sometimes we get to go ahead and have campouts.
And
we have
sleepovers.
That. Yes. And then we also go over to Miss Lori because she has horses.
Buddy's her top dog. I'd say her top wandering dog.
Well, he's
at least now
he's the neighborhood dog,
right,
for sure.
Yeah,
but he likes to go play cowboy next door.
Ah,
yeah,
yes. He's singing that Randy Newman song all the time.
It's exhausting. You just don't even know. So anyway,
he's got a GPS tracker. It's so exhausting, Janet. No, he's left the house again.
Oh, I do. I have to keep it on him so I know what's going on.
Well,
with
you remember
him.
The day that the GPS said he was like 8 miles away or some crazy thing?
I thought he was in somebody's car.
Yeah, taking a ride.
Mama Jan was like ready to kick some
nuts.
Butt.
You were nuts that day, I have to admit.
That was not going to go well. But anyway.
But it ended well. We just think it was a glitch on the
satellite.
It was,
which it doesn't usually do. But yeah, we did have a little bit of an issue that day. But hopefully you have five friends or more.
Yeah.
And you've always got a friend with us here on the Morning Jam.
Absolutely.
Some of the headlines we're going to be covering today. Some are good. Some are not so good. Mm-hmm. Terrible crime in an affluent New York neighborhood. A 20-year-old young woman who was pushing a 3-year-old was shot at point-blank range.
Oh, no.
They don't know. They seem to be at a loss as to why this has happened. Unknown assailant, they think. I suspect there's more to this story. We'll keep you updated on that.
Another gun story is an interesting note here. States with higher gun ownerships don't equal more gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
I know.
How can that be possible?
Well, we're going to look at that statistic. It's an interesting one. Hey, do you remember when Trump wanted TikTok taken down? He's like, TikTok's a problem.
Yeah, because it's owned by the Chinese.
Yeah, it's owned by the Chinese. There's stuff going on here. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Now the FCC wants TikTok removed.
Really?
Huh. All right. We'll take a look at that story.
I don't know if that'll happen. It'll be interesting.
Well, it depends on what's happening through TikTok, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Maine's attorney general's response to a religious school's court victory is receiving some backlash. That's an interesting story. And then we also have another one about $825,000 of the American Rescue Plan funds are going for oral historians.
Oh, wow. That's like almost...
I'm not even sure what an oral historian is.
I'm thinking they're going with that. What is the 1812, whatever that... yeah, that version of education they're pushing out there about everything
you're
is built on
that,
slaves
really,
and all that.
Well, it's...
1619 Project.
It's for oral... $60,000 each for oral historians from
each?
Communities... Yes, adding up to $825,000 for oral historians. We'll tell you what an oral historian is and what kind of qualities they have to have.
I probably couldn't apply.
No, because you're not a person of color. So, no, you cannot apply.
Oh, okay.
And then New Mexico has something new.
Yeah, drive-through pot.
Yeah.
Just pull right up and give me some Colombian gold with a side of, you know, original... orange marmalade lattes.
Yes, yes. Or would you like fries with that?
I'll take some fries. Well, would
you like brownies with that?
Are the brownies infested with marijuana?
Well, I don't know.
Can I get some Mary Jane in my brownie?
With the drive-through, I mean, and so, half the time you can't understand them anyway.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but hold the mushrooms.
That's right. Also,
wait, those could be psychedelic mushrooms.
They could be.
Put them back on.
We've got lots of fireworks going on in the community,
we
so we're going to go over those as we work throughout the day. We've got them. I don't know that we've ever seen so many as we have this year. There is no excuse for you not to take in some fireworks, whether you're on the South Side or in Lynchburg or Roanoke. They are really celebrating in a big way this year. So we'll tell you all the places you can go in and take in fireworks as well. So lots of things. Oh, also, this just in. Yes, I have an update on... Cruise-ageddon. Do you remember when we were talking...
The Carnival Cruise?
The Carnival Cruise that went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
And they had to call in... they had to call in the Coast Guard.
Yeah, because there was more... What was it? 60 people got into a crazy...
It was a melee.
I mean,
they brawled for an hour.
Wow.
Yes, at like 5:30 in the morning. So the all-out brawl that broke out between passengers aboard the Carnival Magic was sparked... over allegations of cheating. Imagine that.
You make the toast. We'll bring the jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.